The Legend of Tarzan in theaters today. Jamin Hansu is on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, sir, to you. Good morning. Happy Friday, wherever you are in the world. Good morning.
Where are you?
And back in California.
Out of the jungles?
Out of the jungle, indeed.
Where did they film this? Where did they actually film this?
Oh, maybe a disappointment to you, but we filmed pretty much all of it in London.
The jungles of London.
I thought you were going to say New Jersey, but that's good.
The jungles of London, you know. The jungles of London, yes.
Where are the jungles in London?
Yes.
Most of it, you know,
Warner Brothers jungle in London. But we sent a different team to Gabon, the country of Gabon, where we shot pretty much the rainforest, and it was beautiful. Yeah.
What's the angle for Tarzan in this movie?
Well, this is a very mature Tarzan. This is a Tarzan who has, seemed to have lost, what you want to call it, foundation. It's where he grew up, what he knows, and it's all very. He's a Tarzan who sort of like have made some mistakes that he has to sort of like fix himself. The way David Yates, the director, sort of like approached this story was quite elevating for me. Given the fact that there's so many problems and so many social issues today that are quite in this story, all those social issues that are quite relevant today, sort of like
really, Tarzan, a white man in the jungle, is dealing with social issues that we deal with today.
Yes, a lot of social issues that we're dealing with today. Certainly, the film addresses the issues of colonization. Mm. And obviously, the issues of the lack of respect for our, natural world, the animals, and obviously.
Did you watch some of the old Tarzans to
the
ones, the black and white ones?
Yes, I did, and I guess my. Coming to Tarzan actually came to when I moved to from Africa to France.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like discovered that the first there was one version of Tarzan that was played by a French actor named Christophe Lambert, and that was Greystoke. And Greystoke was pretty well done back in the late '70s, early '80s.
Johnny Weissmuller is before his time.
So coming from Africa, the first time you saw the movie Tarzan, what was your impression? What did you say when you saw Tarzan, the white man in the jungle, and Jane?
Well, I was too young to understand. I was quite young, and I didn't quite understand what is a white boy is doing in Africa, and he's sort of like the only one who could communicate with the animals and all that. I'm like, hang on a second. It would seem like we were the first people, right? So if we sort of like had any connection with nature or certainly with God or anything, we should be
hang
the first people
second.
Who have to who have talk to God. Anyway, what am I saying?
So what is your role in this new Tarzan movie?
African chief?
Well, I'm the African chief, Chief Bonga, who he runs. He sort of like the drama between the two of us is that he took my son's life and my son took his gorilla mother's life. And that's the drama.
And so you were talking, I heard you talk about, telling our own stories about Africans owning and telling their own stories. Do you feel as though you're represented well in this movie and telling the story?
Well, to for this movie, and this is an iconic sort of a type of film, and that is a fictional story as well. So that said, I think it was pretty well done with David Yates addressing some of those issues that I think that are, you know, extremely relevant to today. You know, the like of we're killing all the animals in that, you know, our wildlife. We're getting rid of all of them. We also socially have indoctrinated that continent for a long time. This king, Belgian king, King Leopold II, was the most brutal king during the occupation of one of those countries in Africa. So there are a lot of issues that were somewhat addressed that are, you know, that were relevant to that time and to the occupation, to the, it was a lot.
Did you get to act with Samuel L. Jackson in the movie?
Right.
Yes, I had just a brief moment with Samuel Jackson on screen where he was sort of like the chaperone of Tarzan in the story. So, yeah.
Did he cuss? Did he cuss at you?
Was he cussing?
You know, he was almost cussing, but you know, his cussing is very lovely. It's quite lovely, actually.
It's in theaters today.
Check it out.
It's The Legend of Tarzan. I gotta have it too.
I gotta go check it out.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Jermaine Hansu.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Happy Friday to you all.
You too, darling.
Yes. Bye.